was pure as morning dew as he knelt at his mother's knees. No faith was so bright, no heart more true, and none was so sweet.
That, of course, was Billy's dad singing, and they were doing that real old-time song, Wandering Boy, Where Is My Boy Tonight? It's interesting that he's singing that, and his son was probably sitting just over from him playing guitar. But they're the things you think about when you're listening to songs like that and understanding the situation. Billy Strings from the album Me and Dad that I bought when I went to the Billy Strings concert in Auckland just this last week. Very adventurous of me. The highlight really was going up with three of my sons, Mike from Wellington, Sam and Tim from Hamilton, and my grandson Tyler. We all went up in Tim's ute and had a great evening, had a bit of dinner before we went into the concert, and then came out and talked going back in the ute. It was just great. Wonderful to be able to do that with your sons and your grandsons, to go and see a bluegrass concert. Tell you, a highlight. What are you going to do? Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass. I went to one of the Mountain Grass festivals over in Victoria, Australia a few years ago. Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass were the feature band, and they were a fun band. Chris Henry is very polished as a presenter of bluegrass music and a great Munro-style mandolin player, and he had a good band with him. I'll just make sure I get the names of the band right here. Whereabouts are they written? Mike Garris on guitar and vocals. He was great. Karina Logston on fiddle. That's where I first heard her music, and I loved the fiddle playing, loved to smile, and that's how we got into High Fidelity, the band. It was really good. And Beth Lawrence on bass and vocals. And they were a good band and really had a fun time at the Mountain Grass Festival. They have them every year in November, and there's always good music there and interesting guests. And we're going to hear two songs from Chris Henry. We're going to hear My Colorado Sweetheart, which he co-wrote with Peter Rowan, and then When the World Changes. And I'm not sure who wrote That one, I think Chris just wrote When the World Changes by himself. And this is Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass.
She's my Colorado sweetheart on the Rocky Mountainside. And I know she'll never love no one but me. I will be Denver bound when the snow is falling down around my Colorado sweetheart and me. Eyes are blue, I think of you in the morning. A wind so far. Are so tall. She's my Colorado sweetheart on the Rocky Mountainside. And I know she'll never love no one but me. I will be never bound.
She'd go away and leave me crying every day. But that's what happens when the world changes, and it'll never be the same. So when I'm sitting in the moonlight, I'll be thinking of you all night. And I know it won't be alright if you're not here with me. So what on earth am I to do now that you found somebody new now? I'll just cry the days away, and it'll never be the same. I never thought you'd go away and leave me crying every day. But that's what happens when the world changes, and it'll never be the same. Dream of you, yeah, wishing you would love me true, dear. And the only thing I do fear is that I won't get past blue. So when the moon is high above me, I hope someday I will your love be, and that you'll be dreaming of me, and I'll mean the world to you. I never thought you'd go away. and leave me crying every day. But that's what happens when the world changes, and it'll never be the same. Yes, that's what happens when the world changes, and it'll never be the same.
That was Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass, and that was the sort of music that we heard at the Mountain Grass Festival. It's on again this year. There'll be some great musicians there, and I'm sure you'd have fun if you went to that. Well, I've bought an LP along to play in the new studio, because they put a record player in, I think mostly for me, because I'm probably one of the few shows that still play records in as part of my program. In fact, they still had to put the CD players in. I haven't succumbed to doing everything on MP3s and that sort of thing at this point in time, and I don't really intend to, because I just like presenting the program from the music that I've got on my albums. And this is one that I was given by a friend in Australia. Steve Lyne gave me this. It's on Rimrock Records, Red Smiley and the Bluegrass Cut-Ups. Those of you who've listened to the show will know that Don Reno and Red Smiley were a big influence on my early bluegrass music. I love their approach, particularly their singing and their choice of songs. And when Red Smiley retired from the road for health reasons, he still played with a band and took some of the band with him. And I think the musicians on this album are Tater Tate on fiddle, Billy Edwards on banjo. He replaced Don Reno, of course. Don Reno went off and played with the Sons and did some great music there. John Palmer on bass, Gene Burrows on mandolin, and Red Smiley's just got a nice voice. And this is one called 18 of Their Most Requested Gospel Songs. Boy, that's a lot of requests for gospel music. And I've just picked out a track, The Old Village Church on the Hill. And this is Red Smiley in about 1966, played on an old LP. Hope you're going to enjoy it. It sounds like this. Some pretty short songs in those days, but that was Red Smiley and the Bluegrass Cut-Up singing about the old village church on the hill. Hope you enjoyed a little bit of old-time bluegrass like that. I'd like to say a big thank you to all the people tuning in on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. This show is picked up by half a dozen or more Access Radio stations and played at different times of the day and night. Thank you very much for listening to on radio there. Likewise, it's played on half a dozen stations in Canada as well, because New Zealand and Canada sort of swap several programs, and my program is part of it. So hi to all you people listening on radio in Canada, and those people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch, that's right, Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA. Thanks very much for tuning on the radio. Lots of people listen on podcast. I really appreciate that. There's lots of downloads every month, and I know that I get to accompany you on your walks somewhere and on your travels in your car and that sort of thing. I'm delighted to be part of that. Hope you enjoy my offerings from my deep shelves of bluegrass music. And talking about deep shelves of bluegrass music, going to play something from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We did lots of live recordings, and there was one called Live at the Wynyard Tavern that came out on a LP, of course, and you were allowed about 16 tracks. That was all you had time for. And then the engineer, John Raffel, who produced that album, was looking at the tape, and he said, there's a whole bunch of good music on here. We ought to put this out. So the album was reissued with all the tracks on it from the concert, and it was called The Tavern Revisited. The Wynyard Tavern was the name of the place that we played. And as well as reissuing all the tracks on from the Tavern concert, he found one other track that we'd done, and it was just sort of by itself in his filing system, and it was the Hamilton County Bluegrass version of the Beatles' Ticket to Ride, and he wanted to put that on the album, and I thought that was a great idea. So this is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1970 doing the Beatles song Ticket to Ride. Dave Calder on mandolin, Alan Rhodes on guitar, Lindsay Bodoni on bass, and they do the vocals. Colleen Trenforth on fiddle, and I get to play banjo. And this was recorded live at a concert somewhere, and it sounds like this.
This song shows what would have happened if either the Beatles had been born in the Appalachian Mountains or if bluegrass music had grown up around Liverpool.
She don't care. Don't know why she's riding so high. Jumping bright, she got a new ride by me, before she gets to saying goodbye. Jumping bright, she got a new ride by me. She says living with me is bringing her down. She would never be free while I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. My baby don't care. My baby don't care. My baby don't care.
Well, that's probably the last time that's going to be played on air. It's been hiding in the archives for years and years and years, and I can understand why it was hiding. We had a lot of fun when we performed on stage, and as you can hear, there are a few antics involved, and I was picking really fast and not making sense of anything, really. But the guys did a pretty good job of singing it. That was Ticket to Ride by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, based on the Beatles song. Barnesville Country Music Club always has a great program on the second Friday of the month at the Rotary Community Hall there in Canada Street. Great program, and sometimes I get to play in the band. I'm playing in the band there this coming August meeting on the second Friday of August, and one of the songs I have to play is a Dale Ann Bradley song. One of our singers has chosen to do the song Wheel in the Sky, and I've been presented with the song, and I have to learn the banjo part for it, so I thought I'd play it on the show. And if you come along to the concert at Morrinsville, it only costs a few bucks. It's well worth everything you pay. It's a great concert, and you might hear me play this. I'm not sure I'll get it as well as Dale Ann Bradley's band did, but here she is doing Wheel in the Sky. Tomorrow. going to be an interesting song to learn in C minor, that is, and it sounds a little bit different. Well, thank you very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're getting near the end of the show now. I'm delighted to do a program from our new studio. There's a few things I have to learn about still, but we're going to take it out with a banjo tune called The Maple Leaf Rag. This is featuring Johnny Wisnant on the banjo, and the tune sounds like this. See you again next time. Bye.
Diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Roxana Chicas came to the U.S. as a child from El Salvador, and she remembers hearing family and friends who worked in construction or on farms talk about laboring outside in the hot sun.
How sometimes they'd go and touch a piece of metal that they needed to move, and it was really, really hot. How they would feel dizzy sometimes at work.
Today, Chicas is a nurse scientist at Emory University, and she's determined to keep outdoor workers, many of whom are immigrants to the U.S., safe from extreme heat. Farm and construction workers are far more likely to die of heat-related illnesses than other workers. But Chicas is part of a team that's testing a patch that could help protect them. It's worn on a person's skin and has sensors to send their heart rate, skin temperature, and other real-time data to a smartphone. The goal is to send an alert when they're at risk of overheating.
To get them to stop working, to take a break, drink some water, and cool down.
As climate change causes more extreme heat in many parts of the U.S., protecting outdoor workers will become even more critical.
The idea is to stop people from dying from heat, which is a preventable death.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.